Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 18th of January, 1971. The title is Service Through the Avyakt Stage, Seva Through the Avyakt Sthiti. Bap Dada says, this day has been designated as the day of going beyond sound. So how can Bap Dada come into sound? The practice of staying beyond is absolutely essential. You serve souls whilst in sound, but when you do service in the stage of being beyond sound, you will be able to see greater instant results. When you give other souls the experience of the Avyakt stage in 1 second, through your remaining in the Avyakt stage, you will see that instant fruit. You will see that pratyaksh phal in front of you. When you come into sound, after having been stable in the stage beyond sound, that sound will not seem like sound, but the Avyakt vibrations in that sound will attract souls towards Baba. Even whilst listening to that sound, they will experience your Avyakt stage. In this corporeal world, they sing a lullaby to little children. That is sound. But it is a sound which is a method to take them beyond sound. In the same way, if you come into sound after being stable in the Avyakt stage, you will be able to give the experience of the stage beyond sound. 1 second's experience of the Avyakt stage can enable a soul to forge an eternal relationship. Such an unbreakable relationship will be forged that a soul with that experience will not even be shaken by Maya. The souls that become impressed simply through sound may come and go, because they have heard many sounds. But the souls who have experienced sound emerging through an Avyakt stage will be freed from coming and going. Such a soul will not be influenced by anything. Always consider yourself to be combined and do service in the combined form, that is, be in the Avyakt stage and then come into sound. Service done through this combined form will create errors. By simply doing service through sound, subjects are created. I repeat, service done through this combined form will create errors. By simply doing service through sound, subjects are created. Now put newness into service. So somebody asked, what is the method of doing this type of service? Bap Dada says, at the time you are doing service, there is churning, there is manthan, but there is little attention to the stage of being lost in remembrance, to the stage of being yad me magan. There is a lot of attention to the other side. There is less attention paid to your Avyakt stage. That is why there is the effect of the depth of jnana, but the effect of being lost in love, being lagan me magan, is less visible. As a result of this, they say that the jnana is very elevated, but they do not have the courage to remain lost in remembrance. This is because they have not had the experience of love, that is, of forging a relationship through the Avyakt stage. But because they take a few grains, they become the subjects. Only if the relationship is forged now, will they be able to come into a relationship in the future. Otherwise, they will be the subjects. There is the newness that has to be brought, and whereby, through 1 second's Avyakt experience, You enable souls to forge a relationship. There is a difference between a relationship and connection, between sambandh and sampark. They come into connection but not into relationship. Do you understand? On this day, have you experienced the avyakt stage? If you continue to make this experience constant and stable, you will give this experience to others. Nowadays, words and many instruments impress souls in many different ways. However, no one can experience in the way that you people do, nor can anyone give the experience to others. This is why nowadays it is essential to give an experience, to give an anubhav. There is a hope, there is an abhilasha in everyone. They have the desire to have an experience in a short time. They don't have the desire to listen. Be stable in an experience and give an experience. Baba received everyone's love in the subtle region. Baba has told you that there are varieties of love and remembrances in the subtle region. There is that of those who are divorced, those who are yogis, and those who are loving. Those who are viyogi, those who are yogi, and those who are snehi. Bab Dada received love and remembrances from all three. The years of the revised course are also coming to an end. When the year comes to an end, students have to determine their result. What is the result that each one has to determine this year? Each one has to determine something. You have to keep four aspects in mind for this. Firstly, to what extent is there the stage of being elevated in all aspects? Secondly, how close have you come to your complete stage? How samip have you come to your sampurna stage and in relationship with all others? Thirdly, to what extent is there contentment with the self and in relationship with others? Fourthly, to what extent has courage developed in the self? Has shurvirta developed in the self? You have to check these four aspects in yourself. On this day, you first of all have to carry out the task of checking your result. Don't simply celebrate this day as the day of remembrance, but celebrate this day as the day of increasing your power. Consider this day as the day to transform your stage. Nowadays, people like transparent things. In the same way, transform yourself into such a transparent stage. Have you understood the importance of this day? Become so transparent that the soul that is present in your body is clearly visible to everyone. Your form of the soul should give them a vision of their form of the soul. This is called the experience of the avyakt stage, the stage of the soul. What was the result of the pilgrimage of remembrance today? Were you the embodiment of love or the embodiment of power? Were you Sneha Swarup or Shakti Swarup? This love enables you to claim the blessing of power. So today is the day of claiming the blessing of love. One is the attainment through effort, the other is the attainment through blessings. So, today is not a day of attaining power through effort, but it is the day of claiming the blessing of power through love. Consider this day as the day of special blessings. Through love, you can attain any blessing from the bestower of blessings. Do you understand? Not through effort, but through love. It depends on each one how many blessings are claimed. However, everyone can come close through love and claim blessings. To the extent that one understands the day of blessings, to that extent one can receive them. It is the wonder of those who catch them. On this day of blessings, whatever you are able to catch are the blessings you attain. You make effort so that the remembrance of no one except the One Father should attract you. Did you experience such easy remembrance today? Acha, Om Shanti. Then we have points to churn from this Murli. On this day of remembrance, Baba says, remembrance of no one except the One Father should attract you. The first point to churn would be, Baba says, consider this day as the day to transform your stage into a transparent stage. Become so transparent that the soul that is present in your body is clearly visible to everyone. Your form of the soul should give them a vision of their form of the soul. This is called the experience of the avyakt stage, the stage of the soul. So this is a good explanation that Bhaktadatta has given, what is called the experience of the avyakt stage. Become transparent. The second point is, Bhaktadatta says, the practice of staying beyond is absolutely essential. Give other souls the experience of the avyakt stage in 1 second, through your remaining in the avyakt stage. So the way to give an experience of the avyakt stage to others is, we have to become avyakt ourselves. The third point, Bhaktadatta gives an interesting example. He says, in this corporeal world, they sing a lullaby to little children. Lullaby is a sound, but it is a sound which is a method to take the child beyond sound. So then Bhaktadatta says, always consider yourself to be combined and do service in the combined form. That is, be in the avyakt stage and then come into sound. Service done through this combined form will create airs. By simply doing service through sound, subjects are created. Very often we have questions. How do we create heirs? So Bhaktadatta says here, do service through combined form, because service only through sound, only by giving lectures and speeches and lessons, only subjects are created. It is experience that will create heirs. In the fifth point, Bhaktadatta says, pay attention to your avyakt stage, because it is essential to give experience, to give anubhav in a short time. The other souls don't have a desire to listen. So be stable in an experience and give an experience. The sixth point to churn is, Bhaktadatta says, you have to check 4 aspects in yourselves. Firstly, to what extent is there the stage of being elevated in all aspects? Secondly, how close have you come to your complete stage and in relationship with others? Thirdly, to what extent is there contentment with the self and in relationship with others? Fourthly, to what extent has courage developed in the self? And lastly, Baba says, be lost in remembrance and in love. Enable souls to forge a relationship. Love enables you to claim the blessing of power. One is the attainment through effort, and the other is the attainment through blessings. Through love, you can attain any blessing from the bestower of blessings. Om Shanti.